There's probably no better place to social distance than on a small boat in the ocean. But you do have to go into port occasionally, provided it's not closed. The risks and unknowns created by the ongoing pandemic have put off some people's plans to sail around the world right now, but not for one Portland couple. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has their story.
Sarah Laidlaw and Rob Martin cast off from Ilwaco, Washington in early September on a round-the-world sailing trip. They estimate it'll take them 3 to 5 years. Martin was laid off early in the pandemic from a business internet sales job. Laidlaw quit her job as a public defender in Portland.
Both of us had had this idea in the back of our heads for, I don't know, I guess my parents told me since I was 8 years old. But never thinking that it would really come to fruition.
Our goal was to go to places where not a lot of other people go and to see the things that not a lot of other people see and, you know, to help out in however we can in these remote communities.
Meaning they'll volunteer here and there with local nonprofits. Laidlaw and Martin hatched their plan for the circumnavigation before the coronavirus turned the world upside down. The pandemic did not stop them from setting out.
We did have some hesitation from, you know, what do we do? Do we keep going or do we put this on hold? And what we decided was there's a lot of advice out there from people who have done similar trips, and they always say, don't wait, just go, because if you wait, there's always going to be something else that stops you from going.
We're like, well, it's a little safer out here than it is on land with the fires and the ash and everything happening with COVID.
Martin and Laidlaw are voyaging aboard a 38-foot single-masted cruiser named Mapache, Spanish for raccoon. These mariners modernized the electronics on their boat and added an autopilot, a solar panel system, and a saltwater desalinator, or water maker, before they departed.
We're about 3 miles off the coast of Northern California, just south of Eureka.
The pair is now sailing down the coast towards Mexico.
You can hear the waves breaking against the hull. It sounds like waves on a beach. Pretty peaceful out here.
Laidlaw expects they'll have to quarantine on their boat at anchor for 2 weeks once they arrive in Mexican waters. After that, the plan is to hopscotch to Ecuador, then strike out across the Pacific. Australia, Thailand, Africa, Brazil, and the Panama Canal are on the likely itinerary later. But hold on, aren't Americans unwelcome currently in a majority of the world's countries because of uncontrolled COVID here at home?
The sailing community is sort of a tight-knit one the more we get to know it. And so there is an ability to actually plan ahead and not just, you know, cross the ocean with our fingers crossed and hope that the first island lets us in.
Traveling in a boat is inherently a lot more quarantined than somebody who could be in the United States and 6 hours later be walking off of a plane into another country.
The voyage got tossed its first curveball just days after casting off from Ilwaco. The Mapache sailed right into the massive cloud of smoke from Oregon and California's mid-September wildfires. Not only did this make navigation difficult, Laidlaw says the smoke appeared to disorient seabirds. A storm petrel actually crashed into the back of Laidlaw's head off the southern Oregon coast. If the pandemic gets worse, not better, Martin says the good ship Mapache is stocked and equipped for the couple to be self-sufficient at sea for more than 3 months. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.